In planning a framework to allow recreational marijuana sales in Maine, the authors of Question 1 looked to Colorado for inspiration. That state's law is now 2 years old, and there's a baseline of information that can be gleaned from the experiment. Some of it has been copied into Maine's proposed initiative, but there are also some key differences. And as we continue our series, High Stakes, How Legalizing Marijuana Could Affect Maine, A.J. Higgins takes a closer look at what those are.
One of the most important parts of Question 1 is a section that actually gives Maine cities and towns the right to restrict, or even prohibit, the sale of recreational marijuana. It's a subject that's on the minds of many Maine municipal governing bodies, but few have taken the issue by the horns in the way that the city of Bangor has.
Welcome, everyone, to a workshop of the Bangor City Council. And I just might premise this conversation, because it's really a conversation about what we as a city might do if the marijuana referendum were to pass.
Bangor Mayor Sean Faircloth called a special workshop session of the council last month to raise some of the issues the city should be prepared to address if Maine's referendum passes. Some councilors are anticipating additional revenue from licensing fees, while others want to make sure no one under 21 can get into the marijuana retail sales business. And councilors want to know how Colorado, Washington, Oregon, and Alaska's laws are working. Proponents say a lot has been learned, but public health directors, such as Patty Hamilton in Bangor, say Colorado's 2-year experience isn't long enough to be considered a track record.
I feel like we've been rushed into forcing this. Drug policy is rarely made by the people. It's usually made by educated professionals who have the information to compare good, you know, long-term data and studies that really don't exist.
Still, proponents of Question 1 say it's designed to ensure that each community is comfortable with marijuana retail sales. That's why there are strong provisions for local control. In Maine, a municipality can limit the number of retail operations or ban them altogether. Communities could also restrict the hours of operation and require local licensing provisions for retail pot businesses. Jeff Herman of the Maine Municipal Association says Question 1 gives communities considerable discretion.
They can prohibit them altogether. They can regulate them in addition to, supplementarily to, and even more stringently than the state regulatory scheme. It's very strong home rule authority. It's a recognition of that. I notice that the opponents of the initiative think there's some loopholes. Frankly, as far as loopholes go, there aren't too many that I see.
So this potentially would be one of our, where we could have what we were thinking, possibly make a snack bar kind of thing like that, where you can get some snacks, some drinks, things of that
Justin
nature.
Bragg eyes some of the vacant space at his mainly glass smoking supplies on Hammond Street in Bangor. As manager of a business that serves the medical marijuana community and loose-leaf tobacco smokers, he's trying to maximize profits. He says he hopes to be able to apply for a social club license that is allowed in Maine's ballot question, but overlooked in other states where recreational pot is legal. The city of Bangor could nix the idea of a club that sells marijuana products for on-site consumption, similar to a bar. But Bragg is hoping that won't happen. He thinks it could be popular with customers.
I think it all depends on location, but us here, we'd be more than happy to do something like that as well.
In addition to allowing social clubs, Maine's recreational marijuana proposal stands apart from all four other pot legal states in another big way: how much a person can legally possess. At 2.5 ounces, Maine would allow more than twice the limit of other states which restrict possession to no more than an ounce. David Boyer, of the Pro Question 1 group known as the Campaign to Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol, says the comparatively large amount of marijuana for personal use was adopted based on Maine's history for reasons of consistency.
We thought 2.5 ounces made sense, and this is because that is what Maine's decriminalized already, and that's also the allowable possession amount for medical marijuana patients. So we thought, you know, even though they did it that way, that having it consistent for all these medical marijuana decriminalization and legalization, having one number is a lot easier for Mainers and for law enforcement.
Look, 2.5 ounces is a lot of weed. I mean, it's a lot of marijuana. It's about 150 joints worth. It's a lot more than is allowed in any other state.
At his Alexandria, Virginia headquarters, Jeff Zinsmeister runs communications for Smart Approaches to Marijuana, an organization that has emerged as Question One's leading opponent. Zinsmeister says by permitting large amounts of marijuana to be legal for personal use, the law will encourage an underground black market. And Zinsmeister questions claims that black market activity would be lessened by the initiative's relatively low 10% sales tax, arguing that it's still twice as high as the state's sales tax and would create an incentive for illegal sales.
When's the last time you went and bought something from another, from a different store because of a 10% discount? I mean, it's a significant upcharge.
Zinsmeister would prefer Maine impose a higher tax on retail sales, noting that Colorado's is nearly 13%, Oregon's is 25%, and Washington State assigns a 37% point of sale tax. But David Boyer says the 10% tax creates a sort of sweet spot by raising $8 million for the general fund without encouraging illicit sales.
If it's too low, then, I mean, we need to have the funds to pay for the regulation of marijuana to make sure that the businesses are operating, that we can, you know, make sure they're checking IDs and all the stuff that comes with regulating an industry. If we put a 50% sales tax, then that's just going to increase the cost of marijuana to an amount that's higher than the black market.
Maine's proposed recreational marijuana law also differs from the other four states in that it is the only one to grant regulatory authority to the State Department of Agriculture. Boyer says his group would not be opposed to dividing responsibilities with another state agency, such as the Department of Administrative and Financial Services. But all of these provisions would be subject to the review of the Maine legislature, which will have the final say in implementing the citizen initiative, if it is approved by the voters in November. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.